any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
They be like Andy on Instagram now, and I love it.
The Gemini Music Group.
You know what I mean? Andy just goes on Instagram now, man. It's great. You know? Why you going?
I try not to.
The volume. Instagram is great, huh, man? They like
everything on that. I love Roger.
You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I love Roger.
I am Georgia Rain. If you know her from, she used to be Michael Blackson's old fling.
Michael Blackson?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
She's out here yelling and everything. They broke up, though.
No, they didn't shoot your shot.
I need the song to go up some little more.
Do you ever, like, feel like you should shoot your shot to celebrities just to see what happens?
Nah, because I feel like this window shopping.
You feel like it's window shopping?
Yeah.
How?
Like, you know you're going to the mall. You see something you like.
You know you can't afford it.
You can't get that, though. You know? It's window shopping.
Me and Jess, we've been catching up on catfish and shit. Bro.
Wait, the catfish from MTV?
Yeah. So. it's my nigga. Like, the one chick said she was talking to Chris Brown.
They be believing it, though.
I'm believing this shit. Like, wholeheartedly. I am Chris Brown's girlfriend. What? What do you mean? How? I talk to him every night. Bitch, let me hear the voicemail. Yo, shorty, I'm sorry. I didn't make it. That don't even sound like him, bitch. Stop.
At least video chat him.
Did you video chat Chris Brown? No, because he's so busy. Stop. Stop. Just stop it. Pineapples, bitch. Pineapples. Just stop doing this to yourself. It's not Chris Brown. It's not.
It's not.
It's not even Brown Chris. Mm. It's not even the color blue Chris. It's nobody named Chris. Christian. That's who you're talking to.
I mean, I ain't gonna slide in her DM real quick, though.
Ooh, you might want to.
Georgia Rain.
Yeah. Let her know how you feel.
Oh, since I'm on Instagram, though, so as you see, Instagram meme, right? So here's a question, though. Yeah, I've seen this right one. All right, so I'm just reading off of Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody said, marrying a spoiled woman that expects a lot of luxury from her husband is actually beneficial to us as men because it will apply pressure on us to work harder and achieve more in our professional life. Also, the more a woman is spoiled, the more she will blossom. How do you feel about that statement?
Shut the fuck up.
My nigga.
Wholeheartedly shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck everything about you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Fuck your grandmama.
Okay, there's more, though.
There's more?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Which will then have a positive impact on you because every time you come home, you see a beautiful smile, a beautiful contagious smile that will make you forget all the stress that.
Nigga, fuck that goddamn smile, nigga. Where the fuck the food at, bitch? Nigga, don't get me started with that shit. I don't give a fuck how you look, nigga. You look like fucking Shrek, bitch. If she give me a goddamn meal, I'll love her to the day she die.
There's more.
There's more.
Your kids will also see the happiness and love between their parents, which will set their standards higher. Now, what's your thoughts?
So basically, this is just off of looks. Fuck how she treats you. Fuck how she, what she does for you. What she does for the family. It's basically off of looks and spoiling her to make her look like a bad bitch. So basically, we're working as men. What they're saying is we're working as men to create a fucking trophy so we can come home and look at that shit and rub it and make it shiny and shit. Right,
and make yourself work harder,
and make ourselves work harder for that to look good.
So, and it also had the kids view us as
what female wrote that shit?
It was a nigga named Nick the Love Coach.
Nick the Love Coach? Nah, that's definitely a nigga. That's a catfish.
That's a catfish.
That's a fucking catfish. That's a catfish. Straight up, that's a fucking catfish. Hell, no. Ain't no nigga that wrote that shit, bro. No way in hell. No nigga has wrote that shit.
That nigga wrote it, though.
Not a real nigga. Not a real man. Not a real man.
Yeah.
So, it was me working harder to make a chick look good. To make a making a chick look good is going to make me feel good about myself.
Basically.
What is this? Build-A-Bitch?
That's what he thinks.
He playing Build-A-Bitch.
He must be. You know,
he got to be playing Build-A-Bitch.
In the comments, it's like, nigga, you crazy.
Thank you. That's some wild shit. What the fuck?
My one bro said, if confused was a person.
Yeah, right. So we out here just fucking spending money to make her look good and come home. She don't do shit all day. You mean tell me she don't do shit all day?
Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing.
Now, and you come home from work and see her. Hey, babe. That's it.
She said that.
Yeah, she says that to you. Hey, babe. And no meal, no rub down, no nothing, no decompression of
if
your
I
day.
If I say, oh, I had a long, stressful day, I'm about to hop in the shower, hopefully you can de-stress me.
Can I get some money to go to the store?
Did you not hear what I just said to you?
I need money for you to listen.
And that's when I grabbed the frying pan.
And smacked the fuck out there. I swear to God, I'm going to jail for assault. I swear for Lord.
No real women were harmed in the making of this
bro,
podcast.
Shit, nah, not yet.
So, I had another meme that was supposed to be for our June, the following episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, here we go.
This is another one?
Nah, it's different now. So, the average rent is $2,000, right? And we're supposed to make three times the rent, which is $6,000, mm-hmm. which is $72,000 per year. The average salary in the U.S. is $51,000.
Make it make sense.
So that's what they said, too.
The fuck is wrong with this? Is America?
Now.
Wait. Nah, because if we're going in depth with this shit right now, if we're going deep with this shit, bro, what you just said, Americans got to go through that, right?
Yeah.
But they giving money and housing and all the other shit for these foreigners coming over here.
Yep, the aliens.
And eating free off of what the fuck we working for.
Especially in New York.
Mm-hmm. Like, dead ass. Mm-hmm. So, government suck my dick from the back, all right? Lower this shit. Lower the prices, dog.
I'm thinking about hold up, dog. There is no reason why, keeping drugs away, there is no reason why I should have to work a regular full-time job plus a Uber job,
mm-hmm.
plus a Amazon job.
You gotta work
a little more somehow.
You gotta work 3 to 4 fucking different jobs to survive.
And you're like burning yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You burning yourself out. You know what I'm saying?
So what is that hourly? If you was to say comfortably, how much would you get like pay?
Dog, you
pay
need,
wise.
You need
to survive out here.
All right. So live comfortably to survive. Survive now. Survive
as an adult. This is adults. Not no teenager working at McDonald's.
Survive a single adult with no kid.
No kids.
Can survive with $30 an hour. Can survive.
That's minimum.
Can survive. Now, to live comfortably.
You got to be at like 40.
gotta be at 40-45.
Yeah, you gotta be at 40-45 to live comfortably.
If you got kids,
$100 an hour, dog.
Or you gotta
straight up.
Or you gonna need help from somebody else.
Or you're saying? Gonna have to two family income, and yeah. She has to work. Not like that fucking first bitch, the trophy bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Like fuck now, everybody in the house got work.
I get my rocks off IG, looking at you, bitch. I don't need you in the crib.
Shout out to IG lady in first class. I appreciate you.
IG lady first class, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, dang. So it's like, you have to have multiple incomes.
Either multiple everybody incomes or be a drug dealer. One or two.
It's like, do I really want to risk myself going back to jail?
Do I
like,
want to sell drugs?
You know what I mean? Do I want to sell drugs?
Like, yeah. Like,
money's nice, but it's a little dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's just crazy. So you mean to tell me the average rent is like $2,000, depending on the area, too.
That's out here.
Yeah. Yeah, because out here, 2 G's.
No, nah, I did see some 2 G's.
That's still like Pine Street area, nigga.
Nah, I seen some Elkton.
Yeah, there's some in Elkton. I pay 15.
Yeah, some 2 G's ones.
I pay 15, but I got a 4-bedroom crib. I got a house.
Oh, 3-bedroom, 2 baths. Rent is going for about $2,100.
Yeah, like if you depending. Nah, I pay 15. I'm putting a little bit too much business out, but whatever. I ain't giving you the address. Fuck around and find out if you want. But I pay 15, 4-bedroom crib, 3 bathrooms. You know what I mean? And that's cheap. I got lucky finding that shit.
Dang, nigga.
Shit, when I was at, when I lived in Pike Creek, that house out there that I was buying, I think my shit was what? 20? It was like 2,400.
Yeah, it was up there.
That shit was up there. I was like paying like 24 or 25. And that was again another 4-bedroom, 3 baths, garage, and all that other shit.
That joint was big though.
It was, but I sold that bitch. Well, I had to because got into some shit with that. Fucking nigga. And I got all my shit back though. That was good.
Yo, so. All right, so
what happened?
New music did drop.
New music? Oh shit!
But I'm not gonna play everybody. I'm gonna go main to this person because I'm now convinced that Post Malone is a culture vulture.
Seth would think otherwise.
He's a culture vulture. Here's why.
You say he is a culture vulture?
He is a culture vulture.
Oh, you say he is?
He is.
Okay.
Before I wasn't saying it, but he is. Now, is there anything wrong with him being a culture vulture?
Not entirely.
No, but as long it is something wrong when you don't realize you are you're a culture vulture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why I say this. Man's drop White Iverson. You know what I'm saying? That was a hip-hop type song, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nice little hip-hop song. You know what I'm saying? The rest of that album was hip-hoppy. You know what I'm saying? He came in through hip-hop culture.
Right.
Then he started going, what's the alternative? You know what I'm saying? Never remember that. That's
alternative music.
Yeah, it was fire. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? Like Travis Scott and them.
Right.
And then this new album that he, cause I was anticipating another, alternative type album.
Yeah.
Nigga, it is completely country. And I adore country music. I actually do like country music.
Oh, so he pulled the Beyonce.
This is country.
He pulled a Beyonce.
Beyonce was kind of country. It was kind of R&B.
That whole entire fucking album was country.
It was kind of R&B-ish too, you know what I'm saying?
Country.
But
country.
This one is country. And this nigga, my thing is,
does he sound country?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now,
a little spicy.
Now, I got to give Post his credit where credit is due because Broken Saint. Like, it sound good. It's a good album.
So it's in his lane.
Yeah, like.
Would you say that is his lane?
He can stay there. I do miss him with the alternative music. Nah, he got to come back to alternative.
Most of his music is alternative music. He's not throwing out hip hop.
He got to come back to alternative. Nah, when he came in, was hip hop.
One song, White Iverson?
He had a whole album like that.
One album. I don't think that album was.
Yeah, but I'm
was...
saying he transitioned to alternative. You know what I'm saying? His introduction to music was hip hop.
Oh, like Seth said, use us niggas to get in the door and then you fucking change shit. Change shit up.
kind of like Drake doing. He
used that's what niggas. Seth said. That's exactly what Seth said. So you use us niggas because we the big dogs of the fucking music industry. Know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Even though it's ran by white men. We're just going to throw that out there.
It is.
You know, slavery.
Because niggas messed up on it. Man, the founding fathers should have.
No, not just that. They was killing niggas that was trying to get ahead.
I mean, yeah.
They was taking niggas out. You know what I mean? They was trying to get ahead. We're not going to get into debt with it, but it's out there.
Kill them back.
You know what I mean? Whoa.
Nah, but so the album itself in general, it's completely country. So if you, I'm not even going to rate it because I'm not the greatest on rating country music, but
I'll rate it. Give me something.
If you are a fan of country music, this is for you. If you do not like country music, you would not like nothing on this album.
I'm not a country person, so.
But I did bang with this song, though. It's called Hide My Gun. I'm going to play a little bit of it.
Hide My Gun.
Hide my gun.
$38 for a coconut rum. You never look prettier sipping on one. These downtown lights are turning back off, cause the world is turning back on.
Get a beat. I'ma learn that.
On the same damn road,
Nas, we drove 1,000 times.
I swear I saw a message in them white and yellow lines. And I ain't saying I'm a killer, or if I'll ever be. But hypothetically, would you hide my gun? Would you tell no one? Would you pack and never coming back again, babe? If the three times four's banging at our door, would you stall and let
three
me slip
four,
out
12.
The back? Girl, if you wanted to, could you get to running to that never-ending honeymoon Mexico sun? Cause you know I adore ya. No shit, I'd kill a man for ya. And if I did, would you hide my gun? Would you hide my gun?
I fucks with it.
I mean, the beat does drop a little bit.
If you had to dig a hole, would you take it to the grave?
Put the song hard though.
Now it feels like country.
You know what I'm saying? The song fire in general. He did blend his little alternative into country mix. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, the whole album is a country album. Now I have not went back to it. I just went back to that one song.
Okay.
Because that song fire. The rest of it I care less about. You know what I'm saying? Coach
of Roaster. It wasn't that bad.
But yeah, he is a Coach of Roaster, though. But it's
I don't think he's a Coach of Roaster.
I'm still listening to his music, though.
I don't think he's a Coach of Roaster.
What exactly is the definition of Coach of Roaster?
It's someone that's riding hip-hop's back. Right?
I would say so, yeah.
Like, riding his back. And then
this culture.
Oh well, I guess.
You know, to get somewhere
and then change up.
And then you know what? I got
the
to these millions. I got to these millions from off of hip hop, but I don't need them no more. I'm gonna go somewhere else now.
Okay. Would you say Flo Rida's a culture vulture?
Nah, because he is the culture.
Make it make sense because he doesn't make hip hop music.
He is. Oh, see, you come from Apple Bottom Jeans, Flo Rida, right?
Yeah.
All right, so if you, when you leave here, that same album, listen to the album.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper.
But he doesn't make hip-hop music,
though.
No.
Just listen to the album.
All right.
Just listen to the album. Here, I have to play this right now. I forget what it's called, but just listen to the album, nigga.
Oh, no, I got the song. I got to the
album. You're going to be like, oh. They don't play that type of music, though, on the radio.
No, of course.
So he got to make a radio single, you know what I'm saying, which mine was driving.
And then he switches up.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to play the game. If you want to be, here's the thing.
Is Eminem a culture vulture?
Nah.
Because he stick with
He hip-hop. Stayed here. Yeah, he stayed here. For one, he studied it.
MGK?
He's questionable.
How?
And it's crazy because I saw his rise.
We all did.
You know what I'm saying? But then he kind of left it.
He just rocked. He was on just recently on $1 Million Game.
I mean, he can still rap.
Did you see that clip?
Nah. He on a recent.
Gilly was out there in Ohio, in Mawalo.
Oh, I'm gonna check it out. Yeah.
I probably got sent that in the group chat, but it was on IG. And he did a freestyle. He didn't.
Here's my thing though.
He didn't disappoint.
Everybody
can rap. Oh my God, I'm rolling.
Everybody can rap. In this era.
Dylan can't rap.
Not literally. Can rap. In this era, anybody and everybody can rap. And because I had somebody hit me up, you know, it was like they asked me, can I help somebody, you know, with their music? And I'm like, no. But you know what? In my head, I said no. But they was cool. So I was like, send me their link and stuff. Send me their link. You know what I'm saying? They sent me the link and I'm listening to the music. I'm like, oh, shoot, boy can rap.
Right.
He can rap. He don't not make a song though.
Trash.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you can rap. Anybody can rap. But can you make a song? So if you want to be in it, because his lyrics like I'm trying to be in the game. So my thing is, if you want to be in the game, you have to play the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like right now, even me, I'm playing the game. So certain songs that's going out that I'm doing these reels for. I'm playing their game. Now, this Age of Vulnerability album, dang, it's completely 180 from all that other stuff.
So, are you a culture vulture?
I am the culture. I'm from the culture. I'm from the cloth of the culture.
How?
You know what I'm saying?
So, if you play the game, it's not a culture vulture. Because you're part of the culture.
I am the culture. I studied this craft. I am this craft.
You can white people say the same shit?
Eminem can.
What the fuck?
Eminem can.
Only Eminem. So Eminem is culture. Eminem he is the culture.
He is.
Okay, so Eminem is the culture.
Eminem, well, I think he get the exception because he also birthed a lot of artists. Like a lot
from
of...
From Detroit.
No, he birthed the Kendrick Lamars.
You think so?
Yes. He birthed the J. Cole's in the
with
way.
With Kendrick Lamar say that.
Say what?
That he done that for him.
He said that. But he didn't say those exact words, but he said one of his favorite rappers is Eminem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? One of his influences.
So Eminem is part of the culture. Uh-huh. Now, what culture are we talking about? The black culture?
I'm talking about hip-hop culture. Hip-hop culture.
Let's be careful now.
I'm talking about hip-hop culture.
So we're not putting a race on it?
No race.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Because a lot of niggas will just put a fucking race on it. So we're talking about the genre of music. Because
it's too many great non-black hip-hop artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, I will agree with that.
Big Pun.
Because I hate putting a color to a genre of music.
You kind
of
can't. Yeah. Well, you can't put color to music.
You can't. It's
now back in the 80s. You probably could.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this is a whole different. It's 30 years later. It's a whole different era. It's a whole different.
But they still do it though.
People, they still gonna do
they
it.
They still do it, and it's fucking stupid. You don't put a color to a fucking genre of music.
Like the
bro.
Music. Like, can you put it's color music. To music?
Like, I could bump out the gospel, and next thing I could bump out the metal, talking about I'ma kill your ass.
It's music.
It's
like
music.
Going to work, I play Benny the Butcher. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work because what the boy said, I'm corporate thugging. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now on my way home.
I'm corporate thugging. CCE. That's the way it's going to be.
Yo, anyway, dog. So on my way home, I'm playing. I might play some Afro beats or some jazz. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different. I listen to the music. It's the music.
Something to calm you down.
It's the music, though, in general. Like,
decompress you from your day.
But it's the music. Music is, you can't really see colors in music. You see frequencies. Certain frequencies do how you do stupid. Some
stupid
stuff,
shit. Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's why white people got like an outside playlist. A balcony vibe. When you traveling, you got a road trip playlist. You got a sex playlist. You know what I'm saying? Because it's certain frequencies that do different things.
I feel like niggas that was shooting up schools was listening to that one song.
Turn my life into pieces.
No. Don't you ever do that. Because I listen to that
song. That song gives that energy, though.
I mean, that, but nah, don't you ever do that. That song is a classic. Don't you fucking do that again.
haven't you people ever heard of?
You motherfucker, you're going there. No, bitch. Don't you fucking dare. It's all the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run faster than my gun. Tell me you don't say those words.
Who listening to the words, though?
What you mean, nigga?
What's Steph say about us? We don't listen to the words.
Bro, he literally said that shit, dog.
Wait, say it again.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run faster than my gun.
What song is this? What song called?
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Because I was listening to that shit at work, and I was like, you better run faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pump. And I was like, what the fuck? What am I saying?
Ain't no, for real.
I'm dead ass, dog. Look.
When that song come out? That song old, ain't it?
Nah, that shit came out like a few years ago. All right, I'm about to.
Probably that's like a.
You heard the song before.
Nah, I heard that song, yeah. I know that song.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah. By Foster the People.
Didn't you play that on here?
I did. Robert got a quick hand. He'll look around the room, but won't tell you his plan.
That's it, right?
That is it. About to get canceled, baby.
From the 2010s. When is dropping? Now I don't know when it came out. It say when it dropped.
I have no clue when it came out. Oh, 2011.
Yeah, you're right. I can tell my first line.
Bro. The second bar says he'll look around the room but won't tell you his plan. The fuck? The school shooting song.
Yo, that is wild.
It's a school shooting song, bro. And niggas is just out here singing this shit. With the pumped up kicks.
I ain't know the words. I know the harmony.
Better run faster than my bullet.
Yeah. I just know the harmony, nigga. Oh, that's wild.
Deadass, nigga. Motherfuckers is out here bumping that shit, man.
Yeah, but that song frequency don't want to make me go shoot up at school, though.
That's the frequency vibe, though.
Not, this is lyrics, but if you...
It's lyrics, like, but like they said, Marilyn Manson had niggas fucking off of his lyrics doing some dumb shit.
But now you hear the beat, though.
Yeah, it's catchy as fuck for youngins.
So hear me.
For youngins.
I want a two-step to that song.
Okay, exactly. You want a two-step to it. Just like the recent song that had us in a chokehold, the Million Dollar Baby.
I never represent,
but that's a that's a positive song. But see how,
I had to read the lyrics.
But you see how it catch you with the beat, though.
As it should, the frequency.
Exactly, that song, boom, 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 got you fucking yeah. And so then you out here singing the lyrics and shit.
For a month, I would have been like,
catch yourself. What the fuck did he just say? Yeah.
Run that back
again. That's why you gotta listen to what the fuck you gotta really listen to what you're listening to.
But let me stop acting like. Now that I'm going to play it more now just to hear some more.
It's a catchy song. The shit is like the beat catches you.
Now I will turn it off. My kids in the car though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
the beat catches you. The words fucking spiral you.
That's wild, man.
That's how you get real. You win, nigga.
Sad, baby.
Cause I wanna make it so happy.
It's nasty.
Is it nasty? Mm-hmm. I thought it was so happy.
I read the lyrics.
Oh, shit. I didn't read the lyrics
Million
on that
dollar
one.
Baby.
Don't at me.
Hell no. I rep my city for
so damn long.
That's what I got. So, but Post Malone, though. Do what you want to do with the album. You know what I mean? But, question, right? Forget the sports show. I don't feel like talking about. Even though, shout out to Team USA, basketball, Team USA, women's basketball as well. They both came home with the gold. Steph Curry, I don't know if
you was saw
the
a highlights. Fucking animal, dog. Oh my god,
that nigga is
not real.
That can't nigga be. Is different, dog.
My nigga's draining threes with no problem. Do you see no the way problem. He was shooting them,
Jones? Like,
that nigga's not real.
Now, I will say, I did watch a game last night, Indiana Heat versus the Phoenix. I forget what the Phoenix basketball is, the girls. Indiana Fever versus the Phoenix. I forget what the girls' basketball team name is. Phoenix. Caitlin Clark, though. Now, I understand there's a whole thing going on with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. You know about that?
No.
All right, so Caitlin Clark is the white girl, you know what I'm saying, that is nice. Angel Reese is the black girl that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
They always had this head-to-head competition in college, you know what I'm saying? Then they both got drafted to the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a thing going on there where them two personally don't hate each other.
Right.
They're ballers. They balling, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's the media. Now you got everybody with their comments on Facebook. Angel Reese is better than Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark better than Angel Reese. They're both good in their own way. You know what I'm saying? Because one is dumb tall. They both taller than me. But one is dumb tall.
My fucking trick is like 7 feet tall.
Angel Reese is so freaking bad, dog. Oh, my gosh.
You like to climb that tree, wouldn't you?
She only like 3 inches tall.
You still like to climb it.
Yep. Got my hiking gear ready. You know what I mean? Right, I'm ready to lose service on top of that mountain.
Oh, shit.
No, but so, nah, Caitlin Clark, though, right?
Oh, my God.
She's basically the female version of Steph Curry.
You think so?
You know what I'm saying? Before, it was another girl named something. I forget. She played for New York Liberty, though. Her last name crazy. Start with an I. But then Caitlin Clark came in and just like...
So I really don't follow up with the WNBA.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's so hyped, dog.
Now, they don't bitch as much as the NBA, do they?
They are violent.
Oh, I like that.
Like, niggas dog, in the NBA, pussy. Girls is violent, dog.
I feel like niggas in the NBA, pussy. Straight up.
These girls not only get paid less, but they're violent.
It's like hockey.
You know what I'm saying? But,
that's
what
it sounds like.
But thanks to Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, because they was only getting paid like, you know, 60, 70, 80,000 a year. I mean, maybe 100,000 a year.
Right.
When you know the basketball, the males are getting paid 20, 30 plus millions a year. You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous.
So it's like, dang. So now that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese has brought in a lot of attention to the WNBA, now they just signed the multi-billion-dollar deal. WNBA, I think it was like TNT. I forget what sports network it was.
Really?
So now that means everybody contract about to go up.
Oh, shit. Word. You know what I'm saying? That's how you open the door.
That's a good look. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah, so I'm watching the game last night, and I'm looking at Caitlin Clark like, yo, she is freaking good. She's so good. I'm going to see the highlight reel. It's the girl good. And she was cooking them.
Damn.
And the funny part is, it's another WNBA player named Diana Taurasi. She's been there for a long, like, she's been in the league for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Now, she had an attitude, you know, with the new girls coming in. You know what I'm saying? Because they get a lot of attention. You know how the old heads be sometimes. You know what I'm saying? She had an attitude with homegirl, you know, Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Like, I'll cook her, you know what I mean? Like, she ain't really that good. Blah, blah. Last night, she showed Caitlin Clark cooked her. I said, yeah, don't do it to her.
She said, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, don't do it to her.
Gotcha.
Going off, you feel what I'm saying? But, side note, though. So, question, right? I should save that one. Yeah, you might got to save that one.
Did I say what I think it said?
Yeah, we got to say that one. We got to say that one.
Because that ain't no E, nigga. That's like a C.
Underneath the sports one?
Yeah.
It's an E.
That's definitely a C. From where I'm sitting.
S-P-E.
Are you going to spell it out?
R-M. So, think about it. Think about it. You listen to the podcast, right? And you just hear S-P-E-R-M. Well, where are they going with this?
To be continued.
Man, you got lost your name.
Hold up, you gotta search it on site, nigga. The fuck?
Search it on site.
Yeah, nigga, I gotta look it up.
I'll give you mine right now.
Yeah, yeah, please, I'll send you mine.
We're gonna go with that nigga Trent.
Of course, this nigga got an album dropping, yeah, of course.
This song is called Paintings, you know what I mean? I think it's gonna be a music video for this.
Oh, shit.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
The Gemini Music Room.
Benny, that go hard. You crazy.
Niggas claiming they homie, they claiming they friends all because they know my government. I got so many hoes I be picking and choosing. It's hard for your boy to say Sullivan. Like a whole school when she jacket. Hell nah, ain't talking no letterman. If they saying I did it, then I'ma need video proof. I'ma need me some evidence. Most of the time, y'all be giving out false info. Sound like the weather, man. If we talking about facts, then I can name 100 MCs that I'm way better than. Give me 10,000 hours, so what may you think? Then I'm not considered a veteran. She asked us for 40, so I ain't convinced. She probably sell her soul for a couple bands. I was still pimping this easy, but no one ever told me it was expensive. Cause I want the baddest of the baddest. She ain't a tenant, she won't get my benefits. Had a ratchet hole, she be pocket watching. Yeah, she always be meddling. If I say I ain't doing no proof that I did it, then I ain't settling. No diddy. She asks if I'm a killer, yeah, I might be. She asks if I'm an artist, yeah, I might be. I be a killer when I'm taking them draws. I be an artist when I'm painting them walls. She asks if I'm a killer, yeah, I might be. She asks if I'm an artist, yeah, I might be. I be a killer when I'm taking them draws. I be an artist when I'm painting them walls. 105 and a 75, cause I got places to go. The same way you need in your phone is the same way I need all four of my tires hugging the road. These niggas be acting real bold until they get that 40 cal in they face, put them right in they place. Go ahead, nigga, make a move, nigga. I put the 6 feet in that grave. Nigga been telling me they been a felon, but tell me, is that gonna stop a bullet, man? The things that we shooting is piercing through armor. You really think we don't get a 3, man? It's crazy cause all of my life growing up, all I wanted to do was program computers. Nigga, honest living, but who am I kidding? It's more exciting when you become the shooter. They say the boy rapping like why is he spatter? Cause nigga, I'm tired of being broke. It was things that I wanted to couldn't afford, and I got tired of selling coke. But more in the rapping, the less in the working, cause I'm getting tired of 9 to 5. See, I made a few flips and I copped a few cars. Now I got that bitch looking like Enterprise. Big facts. She asks if I'm a killer, yeah, I might be. She asks if I'm an artist, yeah, I might be. I be a killer when I'm taking them draws. I be an artist when I'm painting them walls. She asks if I'm a killer, yeah, I might be. She asks if I'm an artist, yeah, I might be.
And that little tune right there was that nigga Trends. The song is called Paintings, and I believe there is supposed to be a music video in the works for that. It's sad because that's my song and I'm supposed to know this information, but I do not.
This nigga don't know shit about
his own
shit.
I'm supposed to be shooting on the 24th, but they never gave me the location, so.
So they didn't confirm it yet. Okay.
It has not been officially confirmed, but the confirmation is confirmed.
Now, before you go into playing this outside, yeah, okay, I just want to clarify some shit up, all right? I am not the typical black person. Okay, so back in the day, I was the nigga to be like, yo, give me the aux cord and I'm gonna play this.
Oh, wait, real quick, Jose, the director of that video, he's supposed to be shooting.
Yo, I just watched this shit on TikTok. I'm about to order some. Is that his clothing line that he's coming out with?
Oh, I ain't see TikTok, but he's doing a lot of stuff, so probably
that's what I'm saying. He said he ain't never done some shit like this before, and like that shit was fire.
Oh, yeah, he probably. Man.
So I got to order some shit off of his joint and Aaron's joint. Shout out to the Ace.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, but back to that, I was the person to be like, give me the aux cord and I'm going to put this artist on because I wasn't scared, okay? You know, I'm sorry, mama.
Mm-hmm.
I never meant to hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know what? Y'all already should know the artist right there, okay?
I was meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
All the skeletons and shit.
I got these skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. What's the song called, man?
So it's off the new album, Antichrist, Mr. Eminem himself.
I hope this ain't the other one. I won't know until it, like, plays.
Is it, like, loading up right now?
Yeah.
Michigan. Yeah. PC, please. Gen Z, here they come now. About to unload rounds.
room now. Got me like bone now. Homie, let's slow down. No need to get so well. Ready to throw down if I mispronounce. Whoops, sorry. Oh, wow. Got heterosexuals cramming them down our throats now. Like I'm getting snow plowed. My humor's too low, bro. Yes, it is no doubt. You about to get grossed out. Somebody needs to come and hit the reset button. Back to 2003, cause how did we get stuck in this woke BS? I'm trying to make it regress. Fuck them and I don't regret nothing. It's about to be said, so fuck it, we can keep
I'm sorry. That is the edited.
Gosh, damn it.
Reset button. Back to 2003, cause how did we get stuck in this woke BS? I'm trying to make it regress. Fuck them and I don't regret nothing. It's about to be said, so fuck it, we can keep head button.
Still a grade A prick, but the same way. Cobain put the gaze to his brain. I'm going out with the bang, eh? Dang, Dre, look what you made me do. Maybe you the one they should blame, eh? Say they wish that I wasn't so angry. Yeah. Don't wanna see me going off the deep end like, yeah, eh?
Rather see me do like Kim Kardashian, they say. Yeah, and find a way to get rid of all of this rage, eh? But if you wonder why is Mars considered the harshest spitter? Cause I can spit a bar that is a cross between Nas and GZA, Biggie Smalls and RZA. So hard, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj or SZA. Cut it out. Still the press's wet dream. Too many head drinks, my head things foul. I've said things when jesting. They should arrest me for my testes. The biggest in the southwest, east, north. Don't catch me. Evan is swept clean. What extreme lengths and steps being took to suppress things. Try not to get seen with Ben Affleck, me and Seth Green. Hanging on to the left wing. The Jeffrey Epstein's jet screaming. Hey, don't forget me.
Shady is Bill taking the pill and putting it in your soft drink. Something's off and I don't know what the cause be. But it's obvious. It's water, I'm in the scalding. I'm in the thoughts creeping. My head and it's not me. They brain. Wash me, and that's all she wrote. Yeah, that's why they call me
Marshall. He's the Antichrist. He will slice and dice
men, women, and children.
His name is Marshall. He's the Antichrist. He will slice and dice
boys, men, women, and children.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Boo. Why you crying, shorty? Ooh, cause I booed you. Well, bitch, I'm trying to get some head up in this Subaru. But you have no clue what you're doing, do you? You fall asleep or something? Hello? You who wake up, fake slut, I'm out of here. Screw you, what did you drop dead in my lap? You call that head? I suck my dick better than you do.
Yeah, I'm sick like the terminally ill. But more like sick as in the terminally ill. Antichrist, how come you can't be nice? Look who's talking, dog, like Brian from Family Guy.
But who else is ass pitiless, axy, witty and crass, hideous, ghastly, an insidious ass me, or spitting this nasty. Next idiot ass me is getting his ass beat. Worse than Diddy did. But on the that's rail though, like, Riley down, ran out the room with his fucking dildo though. He tried to feel gold punish, she said to chill.
No.
And I put it back in my ass to get the steel toe.
Yeah, nightmares going Freddy on me. Cause they steady on me. Shady's bad to the core, but look at the bread he got me. Complete lack of remorse, so they've come at me before. But they won't ever stop me. But fuck the back and the forth until I'm dead and rotting. Head is probably whacked in its warp like Jack of Orc. Performing sexual acts with a corpse. If they don't like it, like a necrophiliac in a morgue. Fuck everybody.
I don't appeal to you. You was one of them children whose parents fed every meal to you on a platter and silver spoon. I am a product of what Farina and potted milk could do to your drive when them rappers like Jada bring out the will in you. Cause now my shit slaps harder than Willa do word the Gorilla Glue. I don't need sticky fingers to steal on you. Lyrical killer who punish you. Every syllable sunning you. Your hides I tanned them like bicycles built for two.
Sticking a clip in the ooze that I've been itching to use. Looking like Nicholas Cruz. My trigger's happy. It's tickling true. Trap is pickle. I'm too weak and rude. This shit'll go sideways like you're tipping a canoe. Bitch, I'm sick as the food. How the fuck are you gonna fit in my shoes? Look at my views. All the shit I've been through. So sympathy, I don't have any for you. Sticking it too. Are you kidding it too? Take my lyrics a little bit too literal. You can all suck on my dick. And if you don't wanna get rid, better get the fuck back, bitch. I'm here to do what Dre sent me to do. That's simply get to spitting the shit devil in me. And I do a spitting his name is
Antichrist, he will slice and dice.
Sluts, forcing women and children.
His name is Marshall. He's the Antichrist. He will slice and dice.
Gang sluts, forcing women and children.
Freaking Eminem.
You wanna dance with the devil? Dance with the devil.
So, I do think this is probably gonna be his last album for a while.
Oh yeah, he's definitely going back under the rock.
No. I think his last solo album for a while, because Bizarre been appearing a lot lately on
really?
A lot of stuff. D12 in general, they dropped two mixtapes when this album came out. They dropped two mixtapes as well.
Oh,
Eminem
sure.
was on it too. So I'm like, oh okay, there's new D12 music on the way.
Mm.
So I hope he get back in that bag and then get something in with Royce too. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if M and Royce drop an album,
that Bad Meets Evil again,
man.
For real,
that's if Royce still got it though. Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
No, he got it.
That's if Royce still got it.
Nigga, he just came out with a whole album.
Yeah, but it wasn't as far as M shit right now. It was his
best album.
It's not as best as album. It's not as best as M shit right now, bro.
Dog.
M shit is fucking fire, dog.
You know what's crazy?
And who's going to respond is the question.
You know what's crazy to the M album, being the M album, the Death of Slim Shady?
You don't think it's hot?
No, it's a good album.
It's better than his last one.
His last one was...
What Recovery?
Was it? No.
It was Recovery. What the fuck?
Marshall's Mad at LP? No, that wasn't it. It was the second one? No, that wasn't it.
Fuck.
No, that's what Music to Be Murdered By. That was a good album. The second one, there was two of them. They had a side A and a side B. Side B was my more favorite one. This album right here sound like he did not care anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't restraint like he usually is. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't went back to it yet since it came out. You know why? You know what? It ain't him. I think it's me. And it's why it's me.
No, don't blame yourself.
No, I'm gonna blame myself, because I listened to a lot of good rap albums in the past couple of months, right? I haven't went back to them though, because I think I'm off rap.
You more in the country?
Nah, I think I'm just stuck on Afro beats.
Oh, so you like the up the beat joints?
The Afro beat, you know what I'm talking about? Nah, that's EDM. You know what Afro beats is?
The shit that fucking, like that reggaeton shit type of beat?
It's like a more upscale reggaeton.
Yeah, like Drake be on that shit.
Drake?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk that about him. Talk about Aubrey Graham. Talk about that nigga.
That freaking vulture.
That culture vulture. But he's black though, so what the fuck is people talking about? So, Kendrick Lamar done started that shit.
Kendrick did. He ain't start nothing.
Yeah,
dog.
He did. Kendrick Lamar started that shit. Oh, I don't even like the way you say nigga. He's a nigga.
Well, the way he does say it is weird.
How does he say it weird? Because lately I've been using hard R.
It's close to the R.
Lately, I've been using hard R.
Yeah, but.
Nagra. Nagger. Nigga. Nigger.
But he still sound black though, nigga.
But what the fuck? What difference does it make?
I'm trying to find this Afrobeat joint. See, so an example.
Play that nigger music.
Well, I play it. But nah, this is like more like the music I'm listening to, dog. Like,
is it soothing for you?
Well, it's probably taking my soothing because the speaker sound better. You can really hear.
Who's this?
Ira Star.
Ira Star? See, I like the beat. I just don't understand the words.
Alright, so. I made one myself, too. You know what I mean?
Same beat?
Afro beat.
Damn near.
Yeah, same kind of thing. You hear it? Like, it's kind of...
This is out the new album.
Yeah.
In the mirror, you see your reflection.
Oh, yeah, I did hear this. Journey of self-love. I was like, look at this nigga being versatile.
Huh, you know that?
God dang. A story
untold. Yeah, man, you know
so why they ain't get no feature on the album, bro?
How many times did I tell you to go in the studio? This album was being made in the studio. Oh, me count? I count. Three times, man.
And I don't need your account because you're a Gemini. You got fucking mental and physical proof.
Three times. And then the fourth time I just told you in the beginning of this pod.
But I told you why I can't.
Wait. Yeah.
I just told you why I can't.
No. I said the beginning. I said the beginning of the pod. No, this ain't my session. This August session. You know, the beginning of the pod I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's my session.
But I told you I didn't have a car.
Okay, at the beginning of this pod, I told you that AK's coming up. It's going to be on a weekend. You
need to give me a date on that one.
It's going to be on...
Is it in August?
No, in September. It's
going to
be...
Oh, yeah.
A Saturday. It's going to be from a certain time on Saturday. Can't really say it because I got real
Beamer Red will be up and running right then.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
Beam will be back. I got what? Probably another.
So if you're gonna be in here, I gotta record a song tomorrow, a reference track to send out to August. And then I'm gonna send you it too. The verse in, nigga.
All right.
Send August. I mean AK.
Yeah, send I guess. Jeff, I have a laptop. I bought a laptop that just been sitting. Well, I bought it for Jess.
What you gonna do with it, man?
She was just telling me that I need to get back in music.
So what you doing, man?
I'm my own worst critic, like I keep saying, dog.
You need to just do it.
Maybe I should make beats.
Listen, you need to just do the music.
Maybe I should just start off making beats.
I'm gonna tell you what.
And if I like my own beats, I can just rap on them.
I'm gonna tell you why I started doing all this content, with music content. I ain't had no hours at work, right? And I was like, I'm going broke.
I got too many hours.
I need to do something. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a gift and I'm not using it. And I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to get it out there to use it.
I don't think it's a gift for me.
Huh?
I don't think it's a gift for me.
Nigga, have you heard yourself on Lord Knows, nigga?
I'm my worst critic, dog. I'm telling you, I'm horrible.
And we're doing a music video with that, too. Hopefully by October, but yeah.
Don't do no music video for that.
Nah, an easy one, dog. You an AK verse on that joint?
That's the one me and him going back and forth, right?
Nah. That was Stick Up. Oh. That's on fire, too. But Lord Knows is more...
Is that the scramble like
Lord
an embryo?
Lord Knows I've been working too much.
Oh, yeah.
I need to give me some sleep. Something like that. I'm pushing it wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That was your dumbass with that chorus.
That chorus catchy though, nigga. That chorus.
I need to give me some sleep.
That's the thing about music. You gotta have something catchy. Oh, back to the music. Your music artists out there. You know what I'm saying? Stop hitting me up. You know what?
Keep hitting them up.
Yeah, just keep hitting me up. If I have time, I'll try to give advice on what to do, but. You really have to realize that you can't do the same type of music as everybody else. Like, you can't literally be the same artist as the next person in your area. What's it called? Like, your city. Like, you know how all women's rappers sound like women's rappers? It would sound like Testa rappers. It would sound like Philly rappers.
You know what song is playing in my
Everybody
right
sound the same. But what niggas don't realize is there are literally 80,000 songs that come out every day.
That sounds the same.
How are you going to stand out from these other 80,000 songs that's coming out every day?
103,000 flutes.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit. Somebody come out with a flute beat?
You got to be fire, though.
You got to be fire, bro. And you got to be spitting bars on that
shit.
But
think about it. Like, how are you going to stand out? Compared to
I challenge
Jordan
Lucas
right?
to find a flute beat and go crazy on it.
So another thing I learned when I first started doing put music out there, I put the music out, and I know a lot of y'all is going through right now, artists. I put the music out and just put it out. That's it. Now there's
don't promote it.
No pushing it. No money behind it.
No hyping it up.
So that's when I realized you literally have to have some type of funds behind your music. You have to. You know,
but who's to say that niggas don't blow up off of that? It's like,
probably. For example, not because I know how TikTok work. I know the game now. You know how they say people blow up on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
You know a song blow up on TikTok? Well, TikTok, that's because TikTok created a way for your song to blow up on TikTok.
Really?
I can pay TikTok a certain amount of money, and they'll push it for me.
So you don't have to do the work?
I don't have to do the work.
Everything just handed you to fucking people these days. So if you got a little bread.
So let me give you an example. My single that, which is now a single because I wasn't single at first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Running Man. I had to make an edited version, a radio edited version, because I didn't know it was going to be a single. You know what I'm saying? So The Running Man, I went on YouTube. First, I was trying it with the shorts. That's why I was putting all the shorts out there. Because I was trying to generate money.
Man, you just dropping shorts left
every
and fucking
day.
Right, bro.
So I have experimenting. So I want to see what took off, what didn't. The one that took off, I put extra money behind it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So like one of my joints got over like 200,000 views on Instagram or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So fit, what's it, YouTube. So I'm experimenting with the reels and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So then when the video dropped, I said, let me put just $20, see how it works. You know what I'm saying? Put $20 on YouTube. The video went over to 1,000 views. I said, hold up. If I put $20, because it runs ads, which force feeds, you know, once again, like the gay thing, it's force feeding everybody. That's why who was it? Fluffy Nay put in the group, she saw me on a joint. Mm-hmm. It's getting force fed everywhere.
Oh, so you went from leaded to unleaded to premium.
Not gay though.
Skip the plus.
You skipped the plus. Yeah, you know I mean, so boom. So I'm putting.
I now put we're working on the ultra.
Yeah. So I put the $20 on it, right?
Right.
And I seen what it did. So I said, well, what if I put a couple hundred on it? Now, do I have a couple hundred?
No.
But you have to literally believe in yourself. You got to trust in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. So I use a credit card. You know what I'm saying? I'll pay it back eventually. Or maybe this music will pay it back. You know what I'm saying?
Boom, bada, boom.
So I put the 200 on it.
You know some shit
else. YouTube now. That just want to say, shoof. You know, I said, hold up. What? These niggas is cheating the game.
You know, Jessica's my best friend. So I talk to her all the time. If it's been a while. Jessica's my wife, y'all. Motherfuckers. And we was talking. And I was like, yo. Hypothetically speaking, what if Mendez gets rich off of this shit? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, what if he gets rich off of music? Like, it just fucking hits. This nigga is like, he turns into Drake overnight. And she's like, well, that would be good for him, but what the fuck gonna happen to you? I don't know. I'll probably still drive this concrete truck like a motherfucker. But kudos to my nigga.
This nigga don't get it,
I don't believe in motherfucking.
No, I say boom. I said it'll happen, right? I want to speak into this because the way I'm being consistent, it's gonna happen. Now I don't know, but it's gonna happen.
Right.
I'm watching the views. I'm watching everything go. I watch my YouTube channel go from 100 subscribers to 210, 215 now, in under 64 hours. So I know whatever I'm
off
doing.
YouTube.
Yeah. So I know whatever I'm doing is working. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what my YouTube is.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that's my personal John.
Right.
Now, the Gemini Music Group is way more than that. We worked for like 3 years on that John. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you had your regular YouTube for like 20.
Yeah, but I left it alone for many years. You know what I'm saying?
And there's a bunch of dumb shit on there, too.
Yeah, I had to clean some of it up. Some of it. Now, some old stuff still on there. I want, you know, some funny stuff, some old stuff. The Hurricane John still on there.
Is it on there?
It's on there.
You fucking bastards, man. Some stuff,
the guy see how it was, you know, when you were little babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, putting the fucking baby doll on my face and the chicken bucket next to my face. Yeah, y'all some assholes, dog.
So,
but look, look at Boss J with the gold glasses.
If I was to blow up, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming back. I'm saying, hey, the opportunity here, nigga. I got it. I got this verse. I got a verse for you, nigga.
I'll write something.
What you gotta do is you gotta be like, bro, I need you. I'm literally say, bro, I gotta turn. Say this happens, this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signed to, let's say, Interscope.
Atlantic.
They want an album. I was able to Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Nah, they going to bankruptcy right now. So I'm.
He said, nah, they going to bankruptcy. Right
going
now.
Some hard times right now.
God
so,
damn.
Say I'm signed to Interscope.
Universal.
Right? Okay, it's even better because they own like 33% of the industry anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Samsung Universal, right? You know what I'm saying? And I'm in LA right now. I got 24 hours. No, I got 48 hours to turn. Yeah, 40 hours. 48 hours to turn this album in, right? And it's missing the verse. I got writer's block. I can't think of nothing. And the permission is granted for me to reach out. I got full creative control of my album. So mm-hmm. I hit you up and AK. I said, hey, I'm booking y'all flight right now. I need y'all to come out here right now.
I never flown before.
You come out here right now. The flight leave at 7. You know what I'm saying?
To L.A.?
Flight leave at 7. LA.
What if it's 6:45, bro?
Nah, I give you some time to get there. You know what I'm saying? The flight, I'm going to hit you like 3 or 4. Y'all, the flight leave at 7. I need y'all to get out here now. This is a major opportunity for both of y'all niggas to get y'all out. You know what I'm saying?
Do I got a right on the way?
Now, you got to remember. You got to remember. You get out of work at 5.
I'm going to be there in my outfit from work. So I'm going.
What time did you get up? You usually get only 5?
Yeah, like 5, 6, bro.
Guess you gonna, what you going to tell your company? Yo, I got to leave early today.
I got, nigga, I tell them niggas I leave early or some dumb shit, nigga. Fuck them niggas, bro.
I'll be back in 3 days.
It's 3 days?
So you flying out there on a...
So I can't come back that same night?
You flying out there on a Thursday.
You're going to have to talk to Jess.
You flying out there on a Thursday. She going to tell you go.
You're going to have to talk to Jess. She will. No bullshit. She'll be like, you better get the fuck up out of here and go. You better go. That's your opportunity. You better go.
Nigga, I bet you write the most fierest verses you ever wrote in your life, nigga.
I probably won't.
Nah, I think you would, dog.
I probably. It depends on what it's
about.
You on
a flight first time, you nervous. You never been in LA before. You tired, you just had a long day at work. You going to write.
I'm going to have jet lag, so how? I never flown before.
You going to fight some fire, man. Going to be some fire, dog.
You think so?
Yeah, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, but yeah, that was part two of this, this podcast. Because this joint long, I'm going to cut it. They're going to get two. You know,
already getting two.
Yeah, they're gonna get one on like Wednesday, one on Friday.
All right, cool.
You know what I mean? But in the meantime, man, you know it was great being back up in here, man. You know,
it was good, man.
Next week we won't be here though because I do have that video shoot. Now, if Jose cancels,
I doubt he will. Jose about a shoot.
Yeah,
he hates canceling. Yeah. That's one pet peeve with that nigga. He hates when niggas canceling shit.
Don't slam my door.
Is your shit opening by itself?
Nah, they
niggas is walking outside.
Yeah, walking out.
I don't know if I'm turning my head late and shit. Nah, I mean, I don't see nobody there. Niggas is fast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
your family fast as shit. Niggas is like ghosts.
Can I say family? I mean,
hey, your kids?
My roommates.
Broke roommates.
They broke.
Well, one is broke.
They all broke. We all make
no it. Nigga. One's broke because he can't get a job. He's too young.
That sounds like a personal problem. Get himself together. He Mexican. You know they grow fast.
If you work hard, you grind hard, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, for real, the sun don't shine forever. At the end of the day got in.
The sun literally not shining because he broke.
Yeah, I mean. He broke the sun.
Dog, this nigga said that sounds like a personal problem. That's your kid.
What that mean? You know what I'm saying?
I got 3 broke niggas in my crib. That's right.
Anyway, man, listen. So we ain't gonna be here. Probably be here next week. So following. So I should I like put this one part out this week and the other part out next week?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll do
keep
that.
Keep them on their toes.
On y'all toes.
Nah, man. Keep them on their toes, not their knees.
You know what I mean? But we gonna close this please. Out with some That Nigga Trends. Of course, cause I got a new album.
Nah, man.
I be singing sometimes.
I be telling this nigga not to be singing.
It's not alright though.
Nah, you should have went out with Mercy, cause that's my shit. I know you promote your new album and everything, but
yeah, that was
Mercy is my
that's
shit.
That's like last year.
So baby, have mercy. I'm sorry.
You interrupting this tune.
I am.
Well, you know,
you sound like Tory Lanez.
I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga sound like Tory Lanez.
The background vocals do. That's not me. K-Gold.
What?
K-Gold.
Your background vocals.
Oh, baby, mom, she gotta take my son. I gotta go to the studio. Until next time.